Welcome to WP Coffee Talk with your podcast barista, Michelle Frechette, where we interview people in the WordPress community from all over the world. Every guest is asked the same questions, and every guest has wonderful and varied answers about their history and their hopes. Special thanks to our espresso-level sponsors, Bluehost, WS Form, and Beaver Builder. And now, on with the show. Welcome to WP Coffee Talk. I'm Michelle Frechette, your podcast barista serving up the WordPress stories from around the world. And today my guest is Andrew Hewitt, who is the founder and CEO. And I didn't ask you how to pronounce it, but I'm going to guess it's Yodev.
Oh, you guessed right.
All right. I mean, it's kind of hard to mess it up, but still, I should have asked in advance. How are you today, Andrew? It's good to have you here.
I'm doing awesome. How are you, Michelle?
I'm good. Thank you. And we were both just saying beforehand, these shows are evergreen. People will listen to them for years to come. I wish. But even so, it's dark out. It's 5 o'clock and it's dark out because we are both on the East Coast of the United States and it's 5 o'clock and it's December almost. And yeah, so there you go. So it's one of those things. No more sunlight. Anyway, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
So I'm the founder and CEO of Yodev. We have a long story that I'm not going to get into right now, but we found our niche helping small to mid-sized businesses with their web properties, specifically websites, lots of WordPress websites, and then into software consulting and web applications. We really focus in on helping to develop solid SOPs, DevOps processes to really mitigate disasters that could happen while you're pushing big releases, while also having an agile dev team that partners and integrates right into the company's marketing department.
Oh, very cool. And we're going to talk a little bit more about your business after we get through some questions and before we get to the rapid fires. But first and foremost, show us your mug. Oh, look at that, right on cue. If you're listening, he just happened to raise his mug to take a drink as I said that. Show us your mug. Tell us if there's a story behind it and what are you drinking?
So no story behind this. I guess you could say that my wife and I have gone on a journey of minimalism. And one of the things that we wanted to minimalize is our dishes and our mugs and everything. So we each only have a set for ourselves. Now we have a daughter recently and we have sets of stuff for her, but this is a clean minimal mug. It's easy. What's in the mug right now is orange spiced black tea from a local tea shop here in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, Angelina's Tea. Nice. It's delicious. And yeah, it's just no thought behind it at all. Just simple, clean mug. And that's how we do it.
I will tell you that if you don't want a mug collection, don't start a podcast with the word coffee in it, because I get gifted mugs all the time and I'm not complaining, but I have a very large collection of mugs and I will show you mine today. So mine is, you'd think after years of pandemic, I would learn how the camera works. Anyway, mine is similar to the Love. I think that's what Philadelphia that has that in it.
That's Philly. Yeah.
And the O is the logo for Rochester, New York. And this was a gift to me a few years back from one of my coworkers, Amanda Gorman, who works at GiveWP. So that's my mug today. And I'm drinking cucumber water from Wegmans.
Awesome. So, that's great. And I like the Philly inspiration. I'm originally from South Jersey. So Philly's right across the bridge there.
Right over there. Eagles. Do you ever run the Rocky Steps in Philadelphia?
I have. They are taller than it looks. It looks big in the movie, but it really is. It's very tall. It's fun. It's something you have to do if you're there. It's a very fun time.
I drove by. That's about the extent of what I plan to do. Anyway, tell us about how you get started in WordPress.
So I got started in WordPress sort of, I guess you could say it was like kind of a survival mechanism, to be honest. I was working in sales for a fast growing startup cement company, doing very well. I hit a roadblock. And during that time, I was very passionate about the company. I was learning like, hey, their website sucks. And there's all these things that we could be doing. So I was teaching myself WordPress, digital marketing, all this stuff with the hopes of like moving up in that company. And I got roadblocked. I had an opportunity to partner with a contractor that was one of my biggest customers at the time. And he wanted me not only for my cement knowledge, but also because I had this digital marketing and like self-taught attitude. Long story short, he wasn't as good as I thought, and he couldn't pay me, and I really needed to make some cash. And but over the course of, like, it was really over a course of a year of self-training and teachings and self-projects and boot camps and everything, that I just one day when I quit that business partner and I said, you know, I can't just keep working and was not closing jobs and getting paid. I saw a little knife sharpener out in a local strip mall, and I walked up to him and I was like, hey, how you doing? And I asked him, hey, do you have a website? I'd love to check it out. And he said, no, I don't have a website. And I was like, oh, well, do you want one? And he's like, yeah, I need one. And he's like, I was like, I can do it for you. And he said, well, how much? And I was like, $700, and deal, handshake deal right there. Stood up our first website. It was just me. And then through the course of just figuring out how things go, it led me to WordPress because of the ability to give your clients the ability to update content, and then just the open source factor of it, so you're not tied down to a third party, and the scalability factor behind that as well. And just years of grinding, you know, 7 years later now, I own this web development company and software consulting company. We have 14 plus team members and 63 plus clients, and majority of them are WordPress, but that's how I got into it. It was really just like I need to make some money to pay the bills sort of thing. Cause I quit my full-time safety net job to partner with somebody. That business failed. And then I had to start making some money, and I just hit the ground running right there.
That's awesome. I love stories that are just like, hey, I found a thing. I found out I was pretty good at it, and I actually kind of love it. So that's my career now. And I love that. Yep. That's kind of how it worked for me too.
Exactly how it happened. Yeah.
Yep. Very cool. Well, when you look at websites across the web, what are some things that you think that we as developers, designers, web builders don't focus enough attention on that would make those sites better for the end user?
So one of the things that I see all the time is a client recently undergoes a website redesign by, you know, maybe a smaller agency or an independent designer who's a design focused individual, and they overlook the SEO factor. Mm. And what happens is they roll out this awesome, beautiful website that doesn't match the existing sitemap that Google's indexing. They don't think about things like technical SEO, page speed optimization, core web vitals, and they're bloating it up with awesome, beautiful images and elements. And then before you know it, if it was a well-known company that has great authority online and it has lots of organic traffic, it over time, you know, just by pushing out that new website, it tanks. And I see that time and time again when clients like come to us to like, cause like when they're ready, like, hey, we need someone who's a little more tech focused, a little more DevOps and processy focused. They usually have like some kind of like private acquisition offer on the table, and they're looking to like up their software. And then we uncover these things, and like I can see it when I run the report. So I'm like, you had a big drop in traffic right here at this time of the year. Did you happen to have a website redesign at this time? And almost 9 times out of 10, they're like, yeah, that's about when we rolled out the new website. And I'm like, well, you were doing like 4,000 organic traffic before that. Now you're only doing like 800. That's such a big drop.
Huge.
And it's typically because of that stuff. So yeah. I would say that if you're designing websites and you're a design focused person or agency, make sure that like before you even get into that like sitemap phase, that you just analyze how the site's doing right now. That's the big thing, and retain that traffic at all costs. If they have a lot of traffic, retain it. And it makes your job easier because like, hey, just reface the map that they have currently. And it's a lot easier.
Makes a lot of sense. Absolutely. Well, as you look back over your WordPress journey, is there something that you wish you had known earlier that would have made life a whole lot easier had you started using it or learning it or whatever sooner in your path?
I would say CI/CD tools. So continuous integration, continuous deployment tools. When I was first starting out and I was a one-man shop, I used to like do it like really bad, like, you know, just straight up like do the site right on production, SSH in, SFTP in, and just, you know, copy the files up there. But as I progressed and I matured, at, you know, into this role and more and more of a professional in the industry, I started to adopt DevOps best practices and found that just, you know, pushing your site, your code changes to GitHub and opening a pull request and then checking everything, making sure it's good, and then merging it and deploying it to a staging environment for the client to test. And then if it's approved, you just push a button and it goes live. Way less, you know, not stress. I don't have to be up at like 3 a.m. if like something got broken, and then I'm like, oh crap, I don't know I forget how to do Linux commands and stuff. Like how to like get up into my Google Cloud server. That was just something that, like, yeah, I wish if I knew that ahead of time, I would have started from a DevOps kind of processy sort of base instead of just brute forcing in and just like going for it. But it was a good learning experience.
That's pretty cool. Now, I know you and I talk. Usually my next question is an experience at a WordPress event. And I know that you are looking forward to WordPress events and haven't been to one yet. So that's not a really good question for you. So I'm trying to think about, like, rephrasing it a little bit, but what's something in the WordPress community that has really made a difference to you? Different from like, who do you admire and whatever that's coming up in the second half, but like just something in the WordPress community, maybe it's an event you saw or somebody you've talked to online or anything like that, that you would say was either inspirational moment or pivotal moment for you.
Good question. I would say like a pivotal moment for me was, I heard this term headless, like headless CMS. And then I stumbled upon, I forget, it was a series of content of the founder of WP GraphQL. It's a plugin that extends WordPress and allows the block editor to be accessed via GraphQL API so that you could actually use your WordPress CMS as a headless CMS more effectively to build static sites using like React.js or Gatsby.js or frameworks like that, like more lightning fast, agile frameworks for scalability. And that really changed the game for me. And when I stumbled upon that, it was very inspiring. And I leaned into it hard, and me and my team we did tons of research and proof of concepts. And now we are actually working on headless applications that utilize WordPress, Shopify, and other platforms as well, but WordPress in particular, because of that one discovery that was just like on one of those days where you're just absorbing content and you just like come across things. And then like headless CMS, headless WordPress started popping up, and I was like, oh, what's this? And that just sparked it. And then I found that the folks over at WP GraphQL, it's a plugin, and it was just awesome. And like that, like, really opened up my mind. And then it allowed me to see that there's other things out there. Like, you're not just tied to using WordPress as a full solution. You can use WordPress you could literally lock WordPress down it behind an internal server and then have a static site that's built using a web application infrastructure that pulls data from WordPress in a secure environment. And that was just mind blowing to me that you could do something like that. So that was awesome. And we're doing that today, which is pretty cool.
That is cool. Is it bad that I just really wish that headless had started in Sleepy Hollow, New York? Like, that would have been like the perfection, right? Like,
that would have been perfect. That would have been too great. That would have been awesome.
It always makes me think about Ichabod Crane and the Legend of Sleepy Hollow. But anyway. So tell us a little bit more about YoDev and your team and what you guys are doing there.
Awesome. Well, YoDev is at a very exciting time right now. So we're at the point where we really found who our target, like, clientele is, the types of clients that we enjoy working with that are the best, that are real, that really work best for us. And I have an awesome team now in place that has replaced me in many avenues of the business, and we're able to deliver projects efficiently. We're able to respond quickly because, like, we're all developers and engineers basically. So even from our project managers, even to my executive assistant, like, she's taking a boot camp right now because she's interested in tech and development. We're all thinking of solutions constantly to streamline our internal processes. And I think that's really a competitive edge that we have right now. And it's fun because it's like, you know, we can integrate all the work tools that we use, like Slack and Jira and Confluence. Like, we can integrate all these through APIs and our own infrastructure to help serve our clients in a more effective way. So we're doing all that internally, and we're able to deliver a high volume of projects quickly. So that freed me up now to focus on my sales and marketing pipeline. So consistently for the past 6 months, we've been onboarding 4 to 5 new clients that fit our target, like area, like type of client that we want to work with. And that's just been really exciting. And that, and with that comes a lot of different challenges now, like, cause we hit capacity limits and like, okay, now we got to either hire more people or figure out where the bottlenecks are. So we're really in an awesome point right now where we're growing fairly quickly. And it's just really exciting and fun. And we love everything that we're doing, and we're seeing the impact that we're having on our clients. They're all growing fairly quickly. Most of our clients are either under private acquisition or pursuing private acquisition. So that's like an exciting time for us, because when those investors come in, one of the big things that they check on for due diligence is, how's your software? How's your websites? How's your tracking of all your lead acquisitions? And all that stuff is like then the clients come to us, and then we have the capabilities to put together a sophisticated infrastructure that's well-documented, that can mitigate disaster, and that can track and attribute leads all the way through your pipeline to the closed sale, to even following up and retaining your customer. So it's really a fun time, and that's what we're doing. We're basically an agile engineering development team for fast growth companies that have, you know, smaller marketing departments that, you know, aren't ready to just go to a big agency to do everything. Or in some cases, they don't prefer a big agency. They like to have specialized companies like us as a dev shop and a paid media partner. And then we all collaborate as a team. And those are the best environments that I found to work in. And we're getting a lot of good results from it.
That's awesome. I love that. How big is your team?
So right now I have what I call our core team. It's a team of 6. That does include me. I'm still a CEO, like I am a CEO, and I'm doing CEO level tasks, but my primary role in the company right now is client success. So onboarding new clients, ensuring that they're having a good time, and then when the project's delivered, follow up. So that's 6 of us there. But then in our extended team, we have specialized talent and contractors, all US based. Mm-hmm. That are, you know, it's about anywhere from, you know, you can get senior WordPress developers to React developers to IT and DevOps consultants. And we have about 12 of them on our roster right now. So in total, we're at about 18.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Six of them, like I said, is the core. We're remote. The ones that are in Winston, we have a hybrid model. We work at a Flywheel co-working down in downtown Winston-Salem. So we meet a day or two, depending on how we're feeling, to just kind of get together, have lunch, work together, and just kind of vibe off of each other. We usually like plan brainstorming sessions and, like, you know, fun things to work on when we get together, and it's a really good time.
That's awesome. I love that. Well, let me move into our rapid fire questions.
Okay.
I love everybody's Ready. Answers to these. You don't have to speed through the answers. I don't know why I called them rapid fire. It just felt like the right thing to do. Okay, here we go. So what are 2 or 3 must-have plugins that you would recommend to somebody building their own website?
If you're doing your own website, Elementor Page Builder and Yoast SEO.
Very good. At any point in your WordPress journey, your business building journey, have you had a mentor, whether it was official mentor or unofficial, maybe somebody that kind of took you under their wing or whatever? Can you tell us who it was and how that was?
So early on in my business's journey, I decided to take side contracts to just be a developer, you know, independent. And I ended up scoring a contract with a really big marketing agency in Greensboro, North Carolina, by the name of Pace Communications. And there were some awesome developers there. And there's one in particular, his name's Nathan Long. He was just, I just aspired to be him. Like, he was just so good. He was good at WordPress, but he was also good at, like, knowing, like, he was using Gulp at the time for, like, to compile SCSS files and spit them out in build. I'm using Webpack today, but, like, like that was like really inspired me to like to see that, oh wow, like I can like build WordPress sites to a way where we can have modular CSS split up and like maintain it. And like, he was just really good. And he was really good at coaching. I was struggling at one point, and instead of just letting me go as a contractor, he actually sat me down and told me some tips and gave me some guidance. And it really turned me around. And then that contract extended on for over a year after that coaching session. And it was a really great time. And he definitely, he impacted me in my career.
That's awesome. It's nice to have people that really can't believe in you and help you succeed as well, which I think that's pretty awesome. Well,
Shout out to Nathan.
Shout out to Nathan. Who in the WordPress community do you admire and why?
I would say, so it's not who, but I guess who is a team there. Mm-hmm. I've always looked up to the ACF team and the plugins that they always sort of pushed out, specifically ACF in general, and they got acquired by WP Engine. But, ACF and all the things that they push out and their documentation and the content and everything about it has always, I just looked up to that. And I really enjoy the ability to extend WordPress to have custom fields in an easier way than the native way that WordPress handles custom fields. And I don't have a particular person that I look up to, but that them as a team, I think they do great work, and WP Engine thought so too, and, scooped them up. And I think it's, I aspire to be, I have a dev team like that, of that caliber.
That's awesome. I just learned how to use ACF myself this year. It was a little more complicated than anything I'd needed in the past, or at least thought I needed. And I now have it on wpspeakers.com, and it's an amazing product. So yeah, shout out for sure to the ACF team. Absolutely. And I have quite a few friends over at WP Engine. So, they did the right thing. They got a good product. What's something that you'd still like to learn in WordPress that you haven't tackled yet?
I would say that the thing that I would really like to learn is my company grew, like I was just getting into the Gutenberg editor, and then my company started growing really fast. And then I had to start delegating things in order to keep up with the growth. And I never truly got into building custom Gutenberg blocks. I can build custom blocks using ACF's extension for Gutenberg blocks, but I was never able to like set up the proper build kit for React in WordPress, build custom blocks, and understand how that all works. And I think I always look back and I'm like, man, I wish I had the time to really learn that, because I think we would be a little bit further from like how we work with Gutenberg blocks if I had that knowledge and I was able to instill that into the team a little more. But that's what I really would love to learn and fully understand is like how to build native Gutenberg blocks.
And yet there are still some people who refuse to even use Gutenberg. So you're ahead of the game already. I swear there are some people that are going to be dragging and kicking their way until it's like there's no other option.
Oh, it's the way. It is the way. It's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. I love blocks myself. Not a problem. Absolutely. What's one of the biggest mistakes you've ever made in WordPress, and what did you learn from it?
I would say the biggest mistake I ever made was when I really started to acquire sites and have them, have them pay me for hosting. And I had this bright idea to just put all my client sites on a multi-site, on a single Linux box on Google Cloud that I self-managed as one person. So I think that was a really bad idea, because when one day the database resources just filled up completely, and I got an email from a client like saying, hey, I have a database connection error. And I'm like, what? And I went and I saw database connection error. And then I went to the next site, database connection error. So since it was a multi-site and they're all sharing the same database, the database was filled up, and then WordPress gets that database connection error. So I just remember being up 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. trying to figure this thing out. This was before ChatGPT was around, everybody. So I couldn't just go, hey, how do I fix this? So I'm reading Google Cloud documentation, Linux documentation, MySQL documentation. Finally, I learned how to manually partition the disk on Google Cloud to extend the storage space. And then I rebooted the VM and everything came up. But then that next day, my right-hand man, Von Cucchiano, who's still working with us today, I was like, we got to figure something out. And then right on that day, we figured out how to isolate all those sites off of a multi-site, have single sites. And then we Dockerized everything into containers. And then that was our really first step into getting into like DevOps and containerization and things like that. And we haven't turned back from then, but that was really, I was scared. I was like, I got 27 sites and like, I'm like all these, like, I got, and one client knew and that was it. Nobody else knew, but I got, it was really bad.
They're going to hate me.
So if you're listening, just understand that sometimes I'm up really late now, not anymore. We're perfectly good, but
you got that figured out now.
that was year like one and a half there, and it wasn't a good time.
Yeah, there. I think we all have a story that terrified us at some point in time, and thank goodness we grew past it.
Yes.
Well, the flip side, of course, is what's your proudest WordPress moment?
Proudest WordPress moment is probably what led after that disaster was when me and Vaughn, we figured out how to containerize all of our client sites using Docker. And that's what really allowed us to start to really add on new developers. And it didn't matter which type of laptop or environment they were in, as long as they had Docker, they could pull down our repos, run the commands that we created, and then automatically WordPress sites would just be spun up in containers. And if you wanted to check out another client site, you just down that container, check out the next one, spin it up, push your changes up to GitHub, and then you're good to go. And I really think that like figuring out how to containerize WordPress in that manner really was like, I just remember we just felt so good. We were like, wow, we feel secure. We feel great. We feel scalable. And it feels maintainable now because we were able to house this technology and this workflow that we created in one single solitary GitHub repo that, like, if we ever need to push updates to, it automatically opens up PRs for all of our clients that use that technology. And having that is just, it's awesome. And I think that's definitely my proudest moment. I know it's Vaughn's proudest moment, and YoDev as a whole, like we, I think some of the new team members probably don't appreciate the workflow that we have as much as me and Vaughn do, but that is a proud moment, like containerizing WordPress and making it more scalable and maintainable.
I love that. Especially when you can take, when your proudest moment reflects off of your biggest mistake. That's pretty awesome. It's like two ends of the same spectrum, right? And that's pretty awesome. Yeah. Well, congratulations on working through it and turning it into something awesome.
Thank you.
If you weren't working in web and tech, web tech, what's another career that you might like to attempt?
So I already did sales. I enjoy sales, so I'm not going to say sales. If I had to attempt another career, it would definitely be something with music. So okay. I see you have guitars back there. Guitars back there.
Yep.
I used to, back in the day, I played saxophone all through school. And then I got to junior year of high school, and I was all about being a rock star then because I saw Battle of the Bands and one of my friends were up there. And I was like, oh, I didn't even know he was in a band.
I want to do that.
And then I just started a band with a bunch of friends. And before I knew it, I was doing that like from 17 on to 20, 21. We were touring around and, all around Philly, South Jersey, Delaware. And we just couldn't get the band right. That's the big thing when you're trying to be in the band. Yeah. I think now I would probably pursue like something like an instructor of some kind. I pursued guitar tutorial videos on YouTube, and a couple of them hit with a couple thousand views. But back then, I didn't really care that much about content and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So like I never did it consistently. So that's probably something I would do when I probably will do when I have the free time to mm-hmm. pursue that.
So my next question though is, I see that those guitars are hanging behind a door. Is there a doorstop so that you don't just open that door too wide
there and is.
Smack into them? Okay, good.
There is. Just, there is.
I could just see a kid coming through like bang. Bang. Yeah, exactly.
There's
all right,
a doorstop.
I feel much better now. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. what's something on your bucket list?
Bucket list is to go to New Zealand. I want to walk through Hobbiton.
Oh, very cool.
Lord of the Rings. I'm a big Lord of the Rings fan, and something that my wife and I really want to do, before we enter into the next realm of life and our afterlife, is definitely to see New Zealand because it's beautiful, and then also go through that Hobbiton, Lord of the Rings tour, and maybe go see the Weta workshop where all the modeling and the costumes and all that stuff was built.
Yeah, very cool. Don't be disappointed in me, but I have not watched the movies, but I've seen clips. I've seen clips. It's a lot of time to invest in those movies.
You have to invest a lot of time.
You sure do. Show us or tell us about a hidden talent that you have that people might not be aware of.
Hidden talent that I have. I can do I think I can still do this. Did you know people that do that?
Yeah, but I didn't hear anything.
Oh, you can't hear it? Oh.
No.
No, you can't hear it?
It doesn't come through.
It's like a bird call.
I'll take your word for it.
It's a bird call. Yeah, that's all I can do. That's my only hidden talent. All my other talents are very, I'm open about my talents. So.
I thought you were gonna like make a fart noise with your hands, and no. I was gonna be like,
"Yeah, no, it's a bird call."
A bird call is much better. I was like, man, what's he about to do?
Yeah, you have to put a disclaimer on for your next guest.
There you go, for sure. Oh my goodness, that's great. Well, how do people find you online? How can they get in touch with you if they have questions?
You can get in touch with me on LinkedIn. If you search Andrew Hewitt, you'll probably find me. If you search Andrew Hewitt web developer, I know you'll find me. You could also just search YOHDEV, YoDev on Google. We'll come up everywhere. And I do have a YouTube channel, and that's YoDev as well. And I go over a lot of ChatGPT content recently. But web development stuff, my business coach is urging me to start talking more about processes and how I'm doing things. So if you're interested in the DevOps processes and how I'm running a web development shop, things like that, that sort of content will be coming out shortly. So YouTube and LinkedIn is really the best place to find me.
Awesome. And we'll have the links, those links and a link to your website and everything in the show notes. So if you're listening and you didn't have an opportunity to write that down, just go to wpcoffeetalk.com, look for Andrew's episode, and that plus the transcript of today's episode will be in the show notes. So anything that I didn't ask you that you would wish that we'd talked about today?
Not really.
I am so good at my job.
You are so good at it. I'm really excited to go to a WordCamp. I really want to go. This might be an offline chat, but Virginia, is that the only area, or is there, or Washington DC, or is there like, are there other areas that WordCamps happen? I'm sort of new to getting into events.
WordCamps happen everywhere. So there are a lot of regional ones and cities. Like I ran WordCamp Rochester this year. I was lead organizer. WordCamp Buffalo. Cool. So those are the ones that I think they have had them in New York City in the past. This year I went to Phoenix for WordCamp Phoenix and Montclair, New Jersey. Also I went to Bangkok and I went to.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, so they are everywhere.
They are literally all over the world. If you go to wordcamp.org, and click the schedule there, you'll be able to see all of the WordCamps as they are approved and begun work on them. And there's already quite a few scheduled for next year. So I hope we run our paths cross. And I don't know where WordCamp US is going to be next year. It hasn't been announced yet. So we'll have to wait and see.
And you will definitely be at US, at the US one. So we'll connect for sure. Okay. I'll go to the next one. Yeah, I'll be at the next one.
Sounds good. I, you know, what do they say? Good Lord Willin' and the Creek Don't Rise. You ever heard that?
Yeah, I've heard it.
I'll be there.
Awesome. Awesome, Michelle.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for taking some time out of your evening to tell your story with me. It's been great to get you to know you a little bit better. And it's so nice to have you here.
Thanks so much, Michelle. I appreciate you having me on the show. I had a great time.
My pleasure. And for everybody else, we'll see you on the next episode of WP Coffee Talk.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of WP Coffee Talk. Please share it with others who you know would enjoy hearing from the people who make the WordPress community the wonderful place that it is. If you are interested in joining us as a guest or a sponsor, please visit our site at wpcoffeetalk.com.